Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
All right. And if you're just joining us, it's Michael Harrison filling in for Grace today. And she's off on a very exciting sleigh ride, I assume, or something. She's probably caroling or, you know, who knows what. Have you ever caroled? Have you ever gone out and caroled? That's an interesting concept, all of these ideas that stick with us about Christmas. It is Christmas Eve Eve, and the calendar worked out in a really cool way that a Friday before Christmas Eve happens. So we kind of have two Christmas Eves. It's almost like an extra day to try to take care of the things, the stressful side of the holiday. It's a double-edged sword. On one level, it's very stressful. Another level, it's extremely soulful and rejuvenating. And there's an art to balancing that. And I guess as we get older, we either learn how to do that or we succumb to its pressures. But it is the 23rd of December, 2022. I think I actually said at the beginning of the program, and nobody caught me on it, and I caught myself on it. I think I said it was Friday, December 23rd, 2023, which is usually you go backwards and to the year before. But I think we're all suffering from forward motion whiplash. We think it's going faster than it is because it goes so fast. And don't get me started as to why that is. Who knows? If you have any kind of a theory about the mechanics of time, which really at the end of the year, around New Year's, we become a little bit more preoccupied with the mystery of time and how we perceive it. Than we do during other parts of the year. I mean, it's all about time, the celebration of a new year, a new renewal. I actually used to think when I was a kid on New Year's Eve, I was very into astrophysics. Of course, we as a society didn't know as much about astrophysics when I was a kid as we do now. But I actually believed that somewhere in the cosmos there was this, like in a car race, you know, or a running race where there's actually, you know, a banner and a flag and a finish line, and the Earth would go boom right past it and start again. That there was a place out there that the Earth would go around the sun every year. Well, it's certainly a lot more complicated than that, but you get my drift. 844-500-4242 if you'd like to join us. And before I go any further with all of this yakkery, our producer, pilot at the helm, and confident person that I can turn to and discuss things with is Jared Diglio. Jared, what is the poll question for the day?
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Our friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 Heater special until Christmas. It's slated to sell out, and this is while supplies last. And Christmas is Sunday, so get on this now. Reduce your heating bills with the Gen 40 Heater. Order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can save $50 with code GRACE50. And the question is, are you an early Christmas shopper or last minute?
And if you didn't join us last hour, I had asked Jared whether or not one could be both, because we think we have a lot of time. We either run out, but then there's always people we forget. And maybe Christmas should start in July, and that way we have no excuse for facing what many of us are facing right now, and that is the anxiety of not being able to get somebody the quid pro quo aspect of this. Oh, I'm so cynical. Isn't it awful of me talking about that? They gave me this and I only gave them that. And they gave me a card and I didn't send them a card. I'll tell you one thing that's changed the landscape about all that. You talk about the changing landscape. We talk about changing technology. One of the most amazing sociological changes of our time. And when I say our time, well, let's just say the third decade of the 21st century, 2020, 2021, 2022, and now we're going into 2023. This is sort of like an era, and obviously history will mark it as the pandemic era. But there's so many other aspects happening. It'll be called the Trump era, both before, during, and after his presidency, or maybe before, during, after, and during his next presidency. But one of the things that really marks something that you can just see the difference and feel it when it comes to sending gifts to people. One, of course, we don't see people as much because we're all affected by the virtual communication, the Zoom thing, and working from home, and so many psychological changes as a result of that, as well as social changes. But the proliferation of overnight and same-day delivery. This is remarkable. It's changing the architecture of how apartment buildings and condo and co-op complexes are designed. A whole, you know, earlier in the show, I was talking with Steve Wiseman about how laws have to keep up with technology. The whole process of boxes. Everybody gets boxes. Used to be in the 80s, 90s, and early 21st century, that occasionally you'd see a FedEx truck or a UPS truck in the neighborhood and somebody would get a box. If they got too many visits from a FedEx truck or a UPS truck, immediately the Karens in the neighborhood would suspect them of running a business in their house. That, you know, why are you getting so many deliveries? That it would be looked upon askance. But now, I mean, we have this whole phenomenon known as porch piracy that we have to be very careful about. That, you know, got to get that gift, that box off of the porch because someone's going to come and take it. And where to put it? In the lobby of the apartment building? Condo associations and apartment building regulations are now having to take all that into account. And thankfully, we can get things to people. We can get things to people quickly. I remember how amazed I was when I learned, and I don't know how many years ago it is, I lose track of this, that the United States Postal Service actually had, if you were willing to pay for it, a special next day delivery that way they would bring things to people on Sunday. And then I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you can have things delivered to people on Christmas. Actually have delivery go out there on Christmas. So it's apparent that we're living connected to each other on a level that we have never really experienced before. Coming up at after the 1:30 break, I'll be joined by a fellow that's also a native son here in New England, Holland Cook from Rhode Island, and he's a very well-known media consultant who operates out of New England, he's wonderful to talk to about technological changes, you know, what's happening with electronic communication, what's happening in the media and radio, television, and all that. And until recently, he was hosting a weekly show called The Big Picture on, of all places, RT America Television, which was run by the Russians. And when things went south with our relationship with Russia, he was out of there. And one of the things that he and I used to do every year, for several years, was we would do a countdown of the 10 most talked about stories and people of the year on News Talk Radio, the kind of station you're listening to right now, which we track at Talkers Magazine, which is a place that I work at in my day job. as editor. So he's going to be here in about 20 minutes or so, and we're going to give you a year in review in terms of the big stories. In terms of the big stories this week, since I also am privy to that, and it's Friday, if you're just curious, what have people been talking about on talk shows around America? And I'll tell you at number 10, I'll give you the top 10. Are you interested? Okay. All right. I was hoping you would be. At number 10, severe Christmas weather. As a matter of fact, somebody asked me earlier today, I was being interviewed on a radio show. They said, what do you really think people care about most on the top 10? What do you think the average person cares about most today? I said, well, what do you think? He said, I think it's immigration and border security. I go, nah. Nah, I don't think anybody's waking up today unless they live in Texas, Arizona, California, and are near the border. I don't think they're waking up today and going, oh my gosh, nothing's being done about immigration. Although that is not to diminish it as a major problem that we're facing in this country. He said, what do you think? I said, number 10, severe Christmas weather. I mean, there are people out there whose lives and plans are absolutely screwed up because the weather is canceling airplanes everywhere. I mean, flying is anxiety-inducing anyway. I fly as little as possible for a million reasons that have to do with other than just being afraid of flying. I just, the whole flying experience, it basically stinks. So if people are flying and now their planes are late and you're sitting in the airport and you don't know if you should go to a hotel or you should try to get another plane, if there'll be another plane or if it's safe to fly or if the weather's going to break, now what do we do? That's what's going on out there, number 10. And I'll tell you more on the other side of the break. I spent a lot of time on number 10. I'll zip through number 9 through number 1, and then we'll have our friend Holland Cook join us, and we'll do the same thing with the big stories of the year. It's 1:17. It is Christmas Eve, 2022, and I'm Michael Harrison, filling in on The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show, hosted today by Michael Harrison. That's me, and Grace will be back, of course, soon. It's 844-500-4242 is the number if you want to join us. Friday, December 23rd, 2022. And it's Christmas Eve. I hope that you're fine. Doing a radio show on Christmas or Christmas Eve, or in this case, Christmas Eve Eve, is always it's always an interesting situation because it's a two-way street. And one wonders what the state of mind, what is the state of mind of the audience? People, how one is received is largely dependent upon how one is feeling and what one is thinking. And there's no question that there's nothing like a Christmas Eve or a New Year's Eve or a 4th of July afternoon. Certain things that we all experience together culturally across the board one way or another, which is becoming increasingly rare in a culturally fractionalized society. When you have something like this, there's something in the air. There's something in the air. And I mean, it's obviously a metaphor for a lot of things. Literally, we're in the air. You know, it's a radio show. But something in the air, and it certainly is different, especially as the clock is ticking, and it's going to be dark soon. We're only a couple of days past the winter solstice, which these are among the shortest days of the year with the longest nights. And I'm dating myself, but I'm going to do it anyway because I don't care if you think I'm old. As Simon and Garfunkel sang many years ago, a winter's day in a deep and dark December. You can't get any closer to a winter's day in a deep and dark December than we are experiencing together right now. And I hope that it's not that dark in terms of what's in your heart, your mind, and your life. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking with Holland Cook, and we're going to go through the top stories of the year, per the research of Talkers Magazine. When I say top stories, I mean most talked about stories and people on talk shows such as the one you're listening to, such as the station that you're listening to it on. But right now, we said severe Christmas weather was the 10th most talked about topic of the past week. If we were just doing today, I would say severe Christmas weather is one of the top two or three. It really is a problem, and it ties into a lot of other things. At number nine, we have the Russia-Ukraine war and Vladimir Zelensky speaking before Congress. And therein lies a national debate and a national dilemma in terms of how much money should we be sending to Ukraine? And do we belong involved in that? And of course, there is the school of thought that, of course, we belong in that. We must, you know, support democracy everywhere. But then there might be a hypocritical aspect to that. And maybe we, as George Washington said, and I remember very well, I was watching him on TV. George Washington said as he left office, let's avoid any entanglements with foreign countries. And then there's, of course, the danger of this damn thing escalating to a nuclear war. And if that happens, well, let me tell you, there's no second guessing it after that. We can't allow that to happen. That's not one of those things. Well, oh, never mind. Oops. Yeah, there's no oops involved with that. So that's number nine. Zelensky came before Congress. He got a big splash, but he's probably not going to get much more. At number eight, the McCarthy speaker bid. At number seven, the Arizona election challenge, Carrie Lake. You know, what am I going to say about her? You know, either she's a hero who's going off on a brave mission, or she's somebody that embarrasses conservatives. And number six, border security. And border security has become the new term for immigration reform. And a lot of that has to do with various and sundry aspects to the law in terms of processing people. One of the big problems facing border security right now is a humanitarian issue, is that a lot of these aliens and migrants or immigrants or whatever the hell the term of the moment is that they're freezing their you-know-whats off. It's cold. It's very cold along the border, places that are normally not that cold. And so that is... A significant problem, a significant issue. The spending bill to keep the government going. When we start talking about trillions of dollars, my eyes glaze over and my mind goes off to Mars. I don't understand that. And that takes us to number four, the economy. And that's another issue that, you know, it's easy to latch onto to cookie cutter issues and black and white thinking, but man, the economy is complicated. And my personal opinion is nobody knows anything about it. It's all hindsight. The number three is the January 6th committee actions. And that ties into number two, all kinds of revelations about the Twitter files. And at number one, we have Trump and the taxes. And the criminal referral and Trump. And we love talking about Trump. All right. The music she's playing. And we'll be back with Holland Cook and a look back at the year 2022. I'm Michael Harrison, sitting in on The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Yes, it is the Grace Curley Show, and it's Michael Harrison filling in for Grace today on this Christmas Eve, 23rd day of December 2022. Still time to shop and take care of that particular rat race. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say, Harrison. How dare you? Hey, it is a tremendous amount of
stress. How dare you?
And it's also extremely true. As a matter of fact, the nature of the holidays is such that we balance the most incredible joy with the most incredible stress. And how we handle that, of course, I think is will be indicative about how we get through the whole thing. Well, we have a very special guest with us. It's 1:34.
And ho, 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 ho.
I don't know whether that was dropped in or that's you. Is that you, Helen? You know, we all operate in virtual space, so you don't know where it's coming from.
North Pole.
Was that your ho ho ho?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That was an incredible ho ho ho.
I'm into it. I was listening to you wax philosophical about this special season just before the news, and I can't help but think that on this particular time of year, people are singing "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas," and they're singing it in every country on earth except one. In Panama, they're singing "I'm Dreaming of a Wide Isthmus."
Oh gosh, now come on. that's a dad joke.
On that note,
that's a dad joke. If I
use it on your show.
Yeah, I will find some place to discard it. But it's interesting, you know, the whole idea of a white Christmas. When I grew up in New York and the Northeast. And so, you know, you think of all of the seasonal stuff that comes with Christmas, basically snow and trees with leaves that are green, you know, evergreens, and Santa's on a sleigh. You know, he doesn't have a rocket or anything of that nature. He has a sleigh. And then I moved to San Diego in my early 20s in L.A. And then I spent time in Florida. And you realize that that's a very, very provincial view of Christmas, the Currier and Ives snow-covered ground. And they even do that in places where they have no snow.
Hey, in Australia and New Zealand, it's summer now.
Right, right. I mean, you're talking about, it's just a provincial view from a standpoint of the wide world. Before we get into the most talked about stuff, I was telling everybody that we used to do this on your RT show when it was okay to be involved with the Russians.
Yeah, right, right.
and I must say that any involvement Helen Cook had with the Russians was purely
mercenary.
mercenary, but not even that. The joy of the craft.
Well, I looked forward to that every year, and I was flattered with all the research that you do through the course of a year in Talkers Magazine to distill what you call the Talkers 10, the 10 most talked about topics and the most talked about people. I was always flattered that you would let me debut that on my TV show. Mm-hmm. It's a very reflective time of year. People are at the same time apprehensive, and yet we all exhale for a couple of days now. You were mentioning Christmas Eve on a Friday. It does kind of extend this glow. Anybody who is still working at this hour on Friday is faking it. You know, we're already in the Christmas mojo.
No doubt.
You know, as you were saying, it's a stressful time because we got a million deadlines, and yet it is a reflective time. And what a year we've just been through.
Mm-hmm. And what an era we're in. Maybe you should call it a yeera, because if you talk to people, you find more than ever before that it's very hard to remember. Was it 22? Was it 21? Or was it 20?
It's all blurred together.
Those three years, 20, 21, and 22, are blurry.
Well, let the blur continue, because in my travels, and we're all hopping around running last-minute errands this time of year, I cannot help but notice that people are remasking on their own. And there used to be a sign on the door at the dry cleaner that said you have to wear a mask if you're going to come in. Well, the sign is down now, but people are walking in with a mask. I think they got the memo, and RSV is not just kids stuff. Adults can get it, and it's serious business. We interviewed a number of doctors during the pandemic, and it turns out that flu flunked during the pandemic. Influenza didn't have a chance because we were washing our hands and we were wearing masks and we were sticking to our pod of peeps, and flu never got off the ground. And there's good news and bad news. And the reason we fear this tridemic that's upon us now, is because the good news was we sat out flu for a couple of seasons. The bad news was we weren't building up an immunity to it. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking it could be a bugger this year. And these new variants of the COVID are constantly mutating. So I think that there's a healthy skepticism, a healthy respect, indeed a healthy fear that I hope we will keep with us. We really ought to be more careful, and it is a very germy world out there. So I was struck in my Christmas shopping by how many people just seem to want to mask up.
I'm noticing that as well, and according to our research, people are noticing it as well. So there is a re-masking, and it's not the same kind of a masking that existed during the pandemic, and it's not as politicized anymore, and it's not as COVID-oriented. It is about RSV, and it is about influenza, the flu. Now, I've had two bouts with COVID, and I've got through them both. They were not fun. I had the Paxlovid, the first one, and the second one I just wrote it out. But I just recently got over a 2.5 week bout with the flu.
How bad?
Terrible.
Ugh.
I still feel like you know what.
I must be living right because I've been testing a lot. You go to the holiday parties this year that were unthinkable 2 years ago, and you're surrounded just last week when we might have had 80 people in somebody's house. Mm. And then I count 4 days and I'll do the test. And they're giving out the tests again. You can walk into the drugstore and they'll give you a bunch of them, and government pays for it, I imagine. But I will always wait a 4 or 5 days after an encounter outside of my pod of regular buds and family and test. And I'm impressed that I've never tested positive. I'm kind of a color between the lines guy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had a lot of trouble during the big shutdown a couple of years ago. Frankly, I found the moment encouraging because before the arguing started again, we all seemed to be on the same page for about 5 minutes. And you will remember in New York City, 7 p.m. every night, the streets were abandoned. But at 7 p.m., everybody opened the window or they stepped out on the balcony. Mm-hmm. And they were clanging pots and pans. And there was some guy with a saxophone playing the national anthem.
In every neighborhood.
Everybody cheered. And the Walmart TV commercial was Walmart employees singing Bill Withers' Lean on Me. We had a moment of mojo that we hadn't seen, maybe since that also brief moment after 9/11. Mm-hmm. And then we started arguing about it again.
Yeah.
And Kyle Rittenhouse is a celebrity and Dr. Fauci is a bum. That's where we are.
Well, it's all politicized, and I'm trying to stay away from that today.
Thank you.
It's very hard to, but I'm trying to stay away from that. It's amazing how difficult it is to do that. I remember I was down in Florida during, I got caught in Florida. I was trapped in Florida where I was supposed to be for a few weeks, and I wound up being there for 9 months in quarantine. But I went to a party. I got COVID too, my second bout with COVID several months ago. You lose track, months and years. I went to a New York City big radio station party at one of these big halls where they have gatherings.
That'll do it.
And everybody is seated right on top of each other. You don't know whether you're reading from your plate or the guy next to you, one of those kinds of things.
Right.
And one of the things and nobody had a mask. Nobody had a mask. One of the things I found psychologically, when you're at a place where everybody is maskless, you tend to think it's safe. Now, and you know it's not. But
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, there's that groupthink. All right, it's 1:44. We're talking with Holland Cook. When we come back from the break, we're going to go through the top 10 stories of the year. When I say top 10, I don't mean the most important. I don't mean the most newsworthy. I mean the most talked about stories on talk shows like this all across America. It's 1:44 on Christmas Eve. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in on The Grace Curley Show.
The show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Not a joke.
I actually laughed at that. Oh, my goodness. All right. It is almost the end of 2022. It's Christmas Eve Eve. It's Friday. Nice combination of things. The moon and the stars are lined up for some good feelings, and we're with a very good friend, Holland Cook.
Hello.
That's right. Noted media consultant, man who gives advice about saving money, and occasional radio and television personality. You've had a heck of a career, Holland, and it's always great to talk to you. But this year we didn't get to do our countdown on television for various reasons. Let's do the countdown now. Let's do it quickly.
I'm ready for a lightning round.
Okay, we're going to go to the top 10 stories of 2022. It means the most talked about stories on news talk stations around the country. Most of the stations lean conservative, not all of them. So this is not a political nor a journalistic judgment. This is just a tally of what's been talked about. At number 10, we have climate change tied with space exploration. Are you a fan of space exploration? Do you follow these stories, or do you think that they're kind of like, you know, unnecessary in terms of the daily conversation?
What's going on Mars is unbelievable. On the NASA website, I was just looking at a 360-degree view from the rover there today. And what's going on with the Artemis, who in Greek mythology was the sister of Apollo, is going to get us back to the moon and beyond. And there's more to this than Tang and Velcro. This is really, really good in a number of ways for the economy, for the culture, for the jobs. And there's a tremendous tech dividend from it. And in terms of the weather, aren't you glad you're not trying to fly somewhere today?
Yeah, big hassles. It certainly, I would have canceled right away. I wouldn't.
This morning on the Weather Channel, the temperature in Atlanta, Georgia was lower than the temperature in Anchorage, Alaska. At the time, it was 55 degrees where I sit in Rhode Island, and I was on the phone with a pal in Dallas, Texas, where it was single digits.
Yeah.
The city of Dallas does not own a snowplow. And this thing is coming right out of the Arctic, and most of the USA below freezing at the same time. And that's aside from this pop-up stuff. These California wildfires are now perennial. Drought is changing the way agriculture tries to keep us fed. So this is going to continue to be one of the top 10 topics always now.
At number 9, we have COVID-19 and health. You and I basically have talked about that already, so let's move forward. Social media and big tech and censorship at number 8. And without jumping into the immediate politics where people are for free speech or against free speech based upon which way the speech is going in terms of their own political bent, I find that we have to be really careful about these gigantic complex industries that are growing up right under our noses that are dangerous.
It's like the test tube baby, where technology is ahead of public policy and law. The thing to remember about Twitter is that most people have nothing to do with it. They're not members. They don't use it. They don't read it. It has become a big echo chamber about itself. And I think it's much less a Fox News, MSNBC story than it is a CNBC story. If this guy is so smart, why did he pay that much for it and then muck it up the way he has? It's a bit about itself lately. And I realize that the cable news is abuzz about this. But I don't think you're going to overhear people talking about Twitter at Dunkin' Donuts.
At number 7, we have all kinds of civil rights. We have conversation about race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion. I don't know if there's much we could say about that. But I'll tell you, number 6 is very interesting. Urban crime and, of course, gun control. Let's not talk about gun control because that will take us down the rabbit hole. But crime is a major issue that people do care about.
Yeah, what we're seeing is FOMO, fear of missing out. There are so many people who are afraid of other people with guns that they themselves are now buying guns. And a third of all first-time gun buyers are women. So it is apolitical. It's just data to say that there is a fear in America. And what we have to avoid is looking at these incidents as discrete. Where was the shooting this time? St. Louis? Ooh, it's all the same story. And, you know, it's a fear that's out there.
Well, it's very interesting. What you're saying is very interesting is that one of the results of fear of guns and people not liking guns has been an increase in the sale of guns. And that's one of those peculiar realities.
Yeah, they're not so inclined. They just don't want to be the last on their block.
We have at number five the Russia-Ukraine war and U.S.-China relations. U.S.-China relations, we all know about the Russia-Ukraine war. Basically, the issue is, should we stay out of it or should we get deeper into it? And you could look at the Vietnam War for one side. You could look at Hitler.
Afghanistan.
Hitler attacking England and Poland on the other side, and history will play this one out. Let's go to border security and the Hunter Biden case. That's extremely political, and border security is indeed something that, hey, I'll tell you this, it's a talk radio topic. The midterm elections are number one. The economy is number two, and Trump's legal issues and presidential aspirations are three. Let's take our final 30 seconds or so. I'm going to give the website first. AndYouCanQuoteMe.com. AndYouCanQuoteMe.com, where Holland has a tremendous ebook, an evolving, it's like a blog with tips on how to hack the recession.
Inflation hacks. Save those Benjamins. And thank you for mentioning this. AndYouCanQuoteMe.com is the blog. We're collecting hundreds and hundreds of money-saving tips from everyone. And everybody who gets the ebook will keep getting updates because I keep updating the ebook.
Thank you so much, Holland.
So give us your tips.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. Be well. Holland Cook, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the news. And then we have another hour. We're going to get Christmassy, and I'm going to sing for you.